Navy meets with families of USS Lincoln personnel amid concerns about Mideast deployment. With the aircraft carrier USS Abraham Lincoln nearing the 9-month mark of its current deployment, top Navy officials met with the family members of deployed sailors and Marines last week to address the stresses of the ongoing duty in the Middle East. The aircraft carrier deployed from San Diego on November 21, 2025, and has been operating in the waters of the Middle East since January. Since February 28, the Abraham Lincoln has assisted in combat operations against Iran. In that time, U.S. forces have carried out thousands of strikes, fended off Iranian missile and drone attacks, and enforced a blockade of trade in and out of Iran. In an emailed statement, the Navy confirmed that Acting Navy Secretary Hung Chow and other senior leaders met with families of the deployed sailors and Marines on August 6 to hear their concerns directly, answer questions, and provide updates on the deployment. Since the August 6 meeting, media reports have indicated that some family members raised concerns that their loved ones have expressed increased suicidal thoughts and even some attempts as the deployment has worn on. The Epoch Times has not independently corroborated these accounts. The health and well-being of every sailor aboard Abraham Lincoln is a priority, the Navy told the Epoch Times. Based on information available to the command, we have not identified an increase in reported suicidal ideation or suicide attempts aboard the ship. In its statement, the Navy acknowledged the conflict with Iran has disrupted traditional supply hubs in the region. In response, leadership prioritized mission-critical supplies, first food, then hygiene items, then mail, the Navy said. Current reports from the ship confirm continuous access to clean water, functional AC, and healthy meal options. The Navy also said it has a network of support options aboard the aircraft carrier, including medical personnel, deployment resilience counselors, and chaplains. The aircraft carrier USS Gerald R. Ford returned to its home port at Naval Station Norfolk, Virginia, in May. The Gerald R. Ford's 326-day deployment set a post-Vietnam War record, surpassing the 295-day record the Abraham Lincoln set in 2020. During its last deployment, the Gerald R. Ford's crew supported military operations in the Caribbean and the raid to capture Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro, as well as the strikes on Iran. The Gerald R. Ford concluded its record-setting deployment 2 months after a fire broke out aboard the vessel. That fire sidelined the carrier for several weeks at the height of combat operations with Iran.